The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
It is time for girls' high school basketball, Highland versus Laurel, and here is Matt Croy.
Good evening from Shaker Heights. Highland on the road with a record of 2-0 on the season, taking on Laurel, the Lady Gators, who have a record of 2-0 on the season as well. Stay tuned. We're having an interview with Highland head coach Brady Stabaugh coming up next on the pregame show on WKLM.
For 125 years, the Kilbuck Savings Bank has been right here, helping neighbors build homes, grow businesses, and plan for the future. At the Kilbuck Savings Bank, our story isn't just about banking, it's about people. Generations of families who've trusted us to be there through every milestone, 125 years strong, and still putting our community first. Visit KilbuckBank.com or stop by your local branch today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking to bring more light into your home or close in that back porch? MRV Siding Supply has you covered. Now offering can-clad architectural cladding. Enjoy the beauty of wood without the upkeep. It's maintenance-free with a modern wood look that lasts. Plus, their bifold doors create stunning openings for your three-season room. MRV Siding Supply, your go-to in Middlesbrough, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com. And bring your space to life with CanClad.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
If you own an SUV or light truck, finding the perfect tire just got a whole lot easier. Let Holmes Tire Incorporated show you what the Yokohama Geolander HT Geo56 can do for your daily drive. Thanks to an advanced all-season compound and unique tread features, it is one of the longest-lasting light truck tires on the road. And not only is it built for exceptional all-weather handling, but it's also designed to provide an amazing, quiet, and comfortable ride. Call Holmes Tire Incorporated in Millersburg at 330-674-0025 or their other locations in West Salem 330-648-2401, Mount Vernon 740-392-1811, and Loudonville 419-408-3607.
Technology shouldn't slow you down. It should move you forward. Hi, this is Ryan Taggart with LogiVision Technologies, and we've been helping local businesses for over 12 years on US 62 in Winesburg, solving tech problems and making everyday operations easier. We know small business challenges because we've lived them, and we are here with custom IT solutions that just simply work. At LogiVision, it's people first for our clients and our team. That means service with integrity, professionalism, and real care. Call 330-234-5025 for your free consultation today. LogiVision Technologies. Local IT, real solutions, people first.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Stop by Rody's IG Marketplace throughout the holiday season. They are your local holiday baking supply headquarters, from flour to sugar to their big nut display for candy making and desserts. Plus, don't forget about their custom-made holiday fruit baskets, gift baskets, party trays, and cheese trays for companies or individuals. They even offer gift cards. Whatever your needs are this holiday season, stop by Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Before the Tip is brought to you by Home Siding Contractors.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding Contractors.
Alongside Highland Lady Hawks head basketball coach Brady Stabaugh off to a 2-0 start, including the win 61-21 this week over Ridgewood. That last game, Reagan Zerger, 17.7 rebounds. Good to see her kind of get going for you down low.
Yeah, of course. You know, she's first two games here, you know, we found that she's kind of a good energy bug for us. She plays really hard, cleans up a lot of rebounds, and, you know, it's just someone that I think the girls really have enjoyed playing with, and so excited to see where that goes.
How about Paramishler? We knew how talented she was as a freshman, but even already in these first two games, you kind of see here her growth from last year to this year.
Yeah, she had an awesome off season, and just to see her come out with that aggressiveness that we knew was kind of in her, and it's been really fun to see her put that into play.
Only two games so far. You go back to the season opener on the road to Wayndale and got that win here. Really a strong second half. Good to see that against a good test, the season opener, to be able to finish a game strong like that.
Yeah, you know, I think we kind of found our footing defensively, especially in that second half. We're able to lock down and not let them get such easy looks. I think that really helped us. And, you know, Laurel tonight, I mean, they've got 5-6 really good shooters and, you know, some phenomenal players that can get into the paint and create for shooters. So going to have to keep the ball in front of us and be there on the catch.
You mentioned that I think with at least the third year in a row, at least you faced Laurel, and of course the second time in the last 3 years at their place here. So this has been a nice little matchup your last few years. It gets a really good test every year.
Yeah, always a really good team. They play extremely hard. My first game ever was up here in this gym. So when Tanaya was a freshman, but cool to be back here. This is a fun environment. You know, they get a lot of fans, that smaller gym, and, you know, it gets loud. It gets really loud in here. We've talked with our girls about that. And so, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how we handle it.
Hey, that's a really talented team. Of course, they went to the state semifinals last year. What does it mean for Highland, what you guys have to do against a team like this?
Hey, you know, it's a good test for us, especially early on in the season, to kind of see where we're at. I'm interested to see where our toughness is at. Are we willing to do all the little things, dive on the floor, take a couple charges? We have to go make some game-winning plays. We're not going to have those plays just come to us, and so we'll see if we can make it happen.
Brady, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
Appreciate it.
That's voice of Highland Lady Hawks head basketball coach Brady Schlabel.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Home Siding Contractors.
Are you nearing retirement? Do you want experienced help in deciding how to manage your retirement savings when you leave the workforce? Please call me, Rob Hovis, financial advisor at Millersburg Financial Services, at 330-473-6025. I have more than 30 years of experience helping investors in Holmes County. Let's talk about the best strategy for you in deciding how and when to take withdrawals to enjoy the retirement you've been dreaming of. Securities are held by LPL Financial, member SIPC.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938.
Tis the season of joy and giving here at the Troy Miller Agency, a Wayne Insurance Group provider. As we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, we are reminded of the outpouring of love and compassion in our local community. We want to thank you and wish you a Merry Christmas from your working teams at the Troy Miller Agency, located in Shreve and Berlin.
Troy Miller Agency Insurance.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
When Highland played Laurel a season ago, Highland won that game by the final margin of 54-48 last year. In that contest, Highland led in scoring by Joplin Yoder. Of course, she's now a freshman playing basketball for Ashland University. She had 17 points in that matchup. 10 points scored also by Ellie Habiger in that game as well. And also 10 points by Macy Mullett in that contest. And 8 points scored by Edie Mast. Highland got that 6-point win over Laurel a season ago. Highland overall last year, they went 18-4 during the regular season. They captured their 30th consecutive IVC title as they captured the IVC South outright, going 12-0. Of course, Tuskegee Valley finished up in second place at 10-2 in the conference play. Yeah, other games, other areas, teams around the area in the IVC last year in the North Division, it was Strasburg who won that outright, going 12-0. They captured the IVC North Division Championship. Ashland captured the outright OCC title last year in girls basketball, going 11-1, while New Philadelphia finished up tied for second with Lexington at 8-4 a season ago. Other girls teams around the area last year, Central Christian went 14-7 during regular season play. Lanaville 13-8. West Olds went 11-11. Wayndale also 11-11. Triway went 10-12. Danville 1-19. Garaway went 1-20 last season. For Highland, of course, they would advance all the way to the Division 7 regional championship, where they fell to Waterford, the eventual state champions, 50-34 in that game. For Laurel last year, they finished up at 14-14, but they advanced all the way to the Division 4 state semifinal game. They would fall to Bellevue by the score of 46-40. Bellevue eventually would go on to capture the state title last year. So both teams lost to the eventual state champions, respectively, a season ago. We'll take a break, come back with more on the pregame show after this on WKLM.
Black Friday is Black November at Millersburg Electric. Hi, this is Kerry Taylor, and now through December 10th, enjoy store-wide deep discounts on appliances and video products. In addition, get 25% off all locally handcrafted Monarch brand mattresses. Choose free in-carton drop-off or professional installation of your appliance purchase. We're offering 0% financing through November 2026 with no down payments for qualified customers. Hurry in for the best savings of the year at Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 or shop 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com, celebrating 80 years of business.
We invite you to visit Keim Home Center in Charm during the holiday kickoff event, November 24th through December 6th. Save 10% on select apartments, plus get a $20 Keim gift card for every $100 spent across select brands. Keim will be closed on Thursday, November 27th for Thanksgiving. Visit us online at KeimCompany.com for more details. We'll see you November 24th through December 6th for the holiday kickoff event at Keim Home Center in Charm.
Get ready, Holmes County. The end-of-year Super Duty sale is on at Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and if your business needs a workhorse by the end of the year, now's the time to act. We've got an incredible selection of Ford Super Duty trucks built to haul, tow, and take on the toughest jobs. Check out the full lineup online at VillageMotorsInc.com and score big with year-end tax savings before December 31st. Don't wait. Get your Super Duty now at Village Motors on Worcester Road in Millersburg or online at VillageMotorsInc.com. Village Motors, built for business, ready for work.
It's the kids from D&M Rocks here to remind you about all they offer.
They have mulch, gravel, rhinestones,
brick chips, black shale, and black granite,
natural and manufactured pavers and wall stones,
culvert and PVC pipes and fitting, and shale, which is great base material.
They keep their inventory stocked year-round and offer delivery on all products.
Stop in to see them or give them a call at 330-473-6020.
D&M Rocks!
MEB Systems, a name that has been around since 1977, and is the area's flat roof specialist. Their mission statement is, serve our team, customers, and community by offering exceptional and innovative flat roofing services, all for the glory of God. MEB Systems has the experience to handle anything from scheduled maintenance to roofing multi-acre facilities protecting valuable equipment and merchandise. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333, or visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all types of furnaces and air conditioning equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Highland began their season with a road victory over Wayndale by the score of 49-29. Then they won at home back on Monday, a victory over Ridgewood in that game, 61-21. Highland has a record of 2-0. Laurel began their season with the victory. That was a home win over Strasburg, defeated them 61-41. Then came back and got a victory at Avon Lake, 47-40. So Laurel also a record of 2-0. Highland averaging 55 points per contest through two games. Laurel's averaging 51 a game, and the Gators giving up 40.5 points per contest, while Highland gives up 25 a game on the defensive end. Again, just the first couple of games of the season. As far as the area teams are concerned so far, around the area, Garraway is 2-0 so far. Triway is 2-1. Central Christian, a record of 2-1. Wayndale is 2-2. Loudonville, 1-1. Danville and West Holmes are both 0-3. In the Ohio Cardinal Conference, in non-conference games, New Philadelphia is 3-0 overall. They're also 1-0 in the conference. Well, Ashland is 2-0 in non-conference action. Dover is 1-0, also in non-conference play. Mansfield Senior is 0-1 overall, also 0-1 in the conference. And nobody else has played a conference game besides Senior in New Philadelphia. Worcester is 0-1 overall this season in non-conference action, while Lexington and Madison both 0-2. West Holmes, I mentioned, 0-3. In the IVC North Division in non-conference action, East Canton 2-1, Malvern and Strasburg, as well as Newcomerstown, all 1-1, and also TCC is 0-1. Tenaten Valley 0-2. Buckeye Trail is 0-2. In the IVC South in non-conference play, Garraway is 2-0, while Sini Valley is 1-0. Claymont 3-1, Indian Valley 2-2, Ridgewood is 1-2, and Husky Valley is 0-2 overall so far on this campaign. We'll take a break, come back with more here on the pregame show after this on WKLM.
Firestone Farm Tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm Tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Get your Firestone tires at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg.
At Wayne Door, we are your trusted partner in helping you build your dream home with quality technicians who pay attention to every detail so you won't have to pay costly future repairs. At Wayne Door, we only install high-quality products to protect your family for generations to come. We have your whole house covered with garage doors, windows, and more. So choose the team at Wayne Door. People you can trust since 1973. Visit WayneDoor.com for a free quote today.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
When searching for the perfect insurance to both fit your needs and budget, you want to deal with someone you know and trust. Hi, I'm Keith Troyer at Hobrins Insurance. Born and raised in Holmes County, I have been a teacher and a coach in the area my whole adult life. I am now an agent for Hobrins Insurance in Millersburg. I want to be your insurance coach, and at Hobrins Insurance, we have many avenues to assure you the best cost available. From auto to home to farm to business, we can take care of your needs at a price that can fit your budget. Call me at 330-674-9091 or visit HobrinsInsurance.com.
At Pomerine Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year, Pomerine brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tus Ross, Coshocton, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomerine provider nearby. Visit PomerineHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomerine Hospital, caring for our community's health.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Pro-BS Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Pro-BS Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Well, if you was...
Other games around the area in girls basketball tonight has West Holmes playing host to New Philadelphia. East Canton is at Garaway. Tuskegee Valley is at Triway. East Knox travels to Loudonville while Worcester's at Dover. Ashland visiting Mansfield Senior. And Lexington playing host to Madison. Newcomerstown's at Ridgewood. Stralsburg playing host to Sandy Valley. Martinsville at Claymont. United visiting Malvern. Buckeye Trails at Gannatin Valley. And TCC playing host to Steubenville Catholic Central. And boys basketball tonight, Loudonville is at Wayneville. And Riverview is at New Philadelphia. Matt Gray alongside Jake Seidel for tonight's broadcast. Highland on the road against Laurel. Of course, Highland went to the regional finals last year. Laurel went to the state semifinals. Both teams lost to the eventual state champions. So two pretty good basketball programs facing off here tonight.
And I think we've seen the last couple of years with Laurel making the trip down for the Classic in the country and playing against some very tough competition. You know they're always going to have a good squad together. You know they're going to come out and play a physical defense, and I'm curious to see what they look like if any changes on the offense with the first-year head coach.
And for Highland side of things, off to a 2-0 start, but I think Brady Stable, as much as anybody else, is anxious to see this team, how they deal with playing a tough test like this on the road against Laurel tonight.
They had a little bit of trouble in the first half against Wayndale to open up the season, but you know, that I don't want to say it's expected because you know excellence is always expected from the Highland Hawks, but yeah. Just a little stumble to get started. They pulled away in the second half. They really took it to Ridgewood in their IVC opening game. And it's going to be all about holding on to the basketball tonight on the offensive end. And I think you're going to have to hit some outside shots to have a chance to stay in this game and get a win. Last time we were here, very close game between the Gators and the Hawks. Yeah, that was three years ago now, I think, was the last time we were out here, and one bad quarter is what cost the Hawks that game.
No question. Of course, you look at this Highland team already, you see kind of the growth between last year to this year. Macy Mullett, how she's ran the point guard position. And Perrin Mishler has really come out and been the kind of the leading scorer so far this season. We've really been impressed with how she played through the first two games.
And we said it all last season. There's something special about the Mishler girl. And she kept growing throughout the season. She'd get in there, hit a wide open three when she was open. And we were excited to see how her game would evolve this season. And if she's going to start being that number one, number two look for the Hawks, and I think she really has stepped into that role. But I think tonight against a team like Nora, you're going to not only look at her, you're going to have to look around some of the other players. I think we're going to need to see Tori Weaver and Evie Mass hit some open shots here to kind of keep the Gators guessing on who's going to be heading to the basket the most for the Hawks.
Davey Bass, the ball will Wallace come in. We know she can knock down those outside shots for sure. And also, just with a Joplin Yoder gone, you knew somebody had to kind of fill that void somewhat. Now, Joplin, hard to fill her shoes, but have somebody else that have that inside presence. We've seen that so far with the addition of Reagan Zerger so far this year, 17 points in that last game.
And I'm really excited. I get to see Zerger play for the first time tonight. Really excited. Not often do you get a 5'10 junior post to come in and make an immediate impact, but that's exactly what the Hawks have. And Zerger, I'm excited to see her get inside, up on the block, and get some work inside against, again, a very good defense from the Gators.
Well, this is the games that you hang your hat on, right? Not the games where you win by 30 or 40 points here. Highland's evaluating on games like this here. Win or lose, you're going to find a lot more about yourself when you play against teams like Laurel tonight.
And that's why the Hawks are such a good tournament team. You know, they come out, they play one of the toughest non-conference slates in the state of Ohio, maybe even the Midwest. They're playing these teams they know that are going to test them, so when it comes tournament time, they know what worked against this style of offense and how to guard against it, and same with the defense. They're going to learn so much about themselves in this game early on. That's just going to help them continue to grow as this long season progresses. Again, it's only game number three. We've still got a couple months before those tournament draws come.
Well, I think the feeling of the future from the Laurel side, right? Laurel, there's a reason why these teams have played multiple times in the last several years here. Laurel realizes that they get that good test also from facing the Highland team like this tonight as well.
And that's the championship pedigree. Brady Schlabel and his dad have had built for so many years now. You think about 52 players have gone to the next level from the Highland Hawks with millions of dollars in scholarships going to them. There's a reason for it. These girls are well-disciplined, and they are a well-oiled basketball machine.
All right, we're back around with the National Anthem after this on WKLM. At Holmes Main Electric Cooperative, they are committed to safe and reliable energy every day. Did you know that when their power blinks, most likely this means their equipment is working properly? If an animal, like a squirrel or a tree branch, makes contact with their electric infrastructure, their programmed equipment will allow a fault or a blink. The blink gives a moment for the item to fall away from their power lines and prevents major damage to their equipment and prolonged outage. So remember, the next time you have a blink, it's a good thing. Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative, committed to their members in our community. Reminder, this game is being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxton Communication team of Bryce Haynes and also Owen Garbrandt. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage for tonight's contest. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. It is Phoenix Price and Alex Mass back at the studio as well for tonight's contest. For tonight, of course, we have boys basketball on Friday, Mansfield Seniors at West Holmes for that. Yeah, just about ready to join the national anthem for tonight. We'll have two games on Saturday. Highland is at Indian Valley and girls basketball in the afternoon. Also, Highland boys will be at St. Ignatius. We'll have the Boothus games on YouTube as well as on the radio this Saturday afternoon. And tonight's national anthem is being brought to you by the Holmes County Veterans Services in Middlesbrough. We'll be picking up the national anthem from the court here momentarily. All right, we'll get ahead and take another break here, and we'll come back with the national anthem next on WKLM.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated?
Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Visit Humble Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at humblegrp.com.
Tonight's National Anthem brought to you by the Holmes County Veterans Services in Middlesbrough. And tonight's starting lineup brought to you by MRV Siding Supply. Here's Jake.
Thanks, Matt. First for the Highland Hawks visiting team. It'll be number 2, Macy Mullett. Number 5, Tori Weaver. Number 11, Evie Mast. Number 35, Reagan Zerger. And number 40, Perrin Mishler. And I think we'll have to get to Laurel here in just a moment.
Right after, we'll be back after this on WKLM.
Black Friday is Black November at Millersburg Electric. Hi, this is Kerry Taylor, and now, through December 10th, enjoy store-wide deep discounts on appliances and video products. In addition, get 25% off all locally handcrafted Monarch brand mattresses. Choose free in-carton drop-off or professional installation of your appliance purchase. We're offering 0% financing through November 2026 with no down payments for qualified customers. Hurry in for the best savings of the year at Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 or shop 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com, celebrating 80 years of business.
At Beachy's, we're about keeping you safe and on the road. We believe in building lasting relationships through a trustworthy service. Our team cares about delivering quality every time. We offer auto, diesel, heavy-duty, and tire services. Our Winesburg location is open 7 a.m. to midnight, located at 2653 U.S. 62. Call Winesburg at 330-359-5421. Our Berlin location is open 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., located at 5979 County Road 201. Call Berlin at 330-674-6970. Explore our full range of services and easily schedule your next appointment at beachies.com.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Back at Laurel, here are the starting lineups for the Laurel Gators. It'll be number 1, Reese Dramus. Number 21, Olivia Schneider. Number 22, Jordan Meyer. Number 24, Tristan Williams. And number 25, Sydney Robinson. Here's Matt Croy.
And tonight's starting lineup is brought to you by MRV Siding Supply. Jumping for Laurel, that'll be Sydney Robinson, 5'9", junior. For Highland jumping, Reagan Zerger, a 5'10", junior. There's the whistle, and here is the toss. It'll be won by Laurel going from right to left. Wearing their white jerseys and white shorts, green numerals in green trim. Highland with their gray jerseys in gray shorts, black numerals in white trim. Three-pointer for the left wing by Olivia Schneider. Rebound on the miss by Perrin Mishler. Highland has the basketball going left to right. Mishler's pass goes right side, Evie Mast. Mast to the foul line. Cross-court pass, Macy Mullett into the corner. Mullett dribbles it left wing. Now to the top of the key to reset the offense for Highland. Bounce pass right side to Zerger. Out top, Macy Mullett. Mullett to the left point. Pass inside to cutting Reagan Zerger. Can't handle the pass on that back door cut. Out of bounds. It'll be a Highland turnover, but the pass was there.
Yeah, great idea there. Zerger cutting to the basket. Had a clear lane. Just didn't get enough on that bounce pass into where expect the Hawks to come back to that play later.
It'll be Laurel basketball. Scoreless game, 7:20 to play first quarter from Shaker Heights. Reese Gramus across the timeline, 5'7 sophomore point guard, lobs it right wing. Now to Tristan Williams. Williams to the baseline, to the bucket. Her layup going to be good, and a foul on Tori Weaver, and a chance now for a three-point play.
And a little surprised to see the official count that bucket. I thought the ball was still in her hand when he called the foul, but
she got it, and it'll be a bucket, and now at the foul line, Tristan Williams, 5'8 junior, will throw it up in the air. It's going to be knocked down, nothing but net. 3-0 lead now for Laurel. Life will go pressure. Highland beats it. Here's Evie Mass to the front court. Crossover to the foul line. Spins around to the right block. Shovels the right side. Mullet. Mullet to the baseline. Cross court pass. Left side goes to Paramister. Drive lane. Lost it on the floor and stolen away. Laurel basketball going the other way. Williams to cross the timeline. Drive to the lane. Pass goes to the corner. Three-pointer by Schneider is going to be knocked down. 6-0 Laurel. Over a minute into the first quarter. Here's Highland with the basketball. Mullet drive to the bucket. Mullet left-hand layup. That's good. Good attacking of the basket by Macy Mullock gets Highland on the board for the first time. Laurel basketball up 6-2. Williams to the foul line. Lane, left-hand layup off the last, and good. That was pretty smooth.
Brady Schlabel having a conversation with the official. I think he wanted an offensive foul on that last possession when Williams went running through the defender after dishing the ball.
Here's Zerger to the left block. Falls down, lost it, and going to be out of bounds. That'll be a turnover either way, the third on the Lady Hawks.
And like I said, this defense coming from the Gators, it's suffocating. Highland needs to find a way to hold on to this ball. Now they're going to show some full court press.
8-2 Laurel. They have the basketball. 6:15 to play first quarter from Shaker Heights. Bounce pass, Gramus. Left to the foul line. Goes over to Robinson. Drive. Just crashing inside. They're going to be a blocking foul called. It was before that shot was taken. It's going to call that on Macy Mullet trying to draw the charge. Instead, that's her first personal, second team foul on Highland.
Brady Schlabel thought that was an offensive foul. He's having a conversation with that same official earlier.
It certainly looked like it.
They're calling it on the floor.
Everybody's lining up for a foul shot for some reason.
Oh, no, they counted the bucket.
Did they count that bucket? That shouldn't have been the case at all.
They counted the bucket.
It was well before she took the shot when the foul occurred on the blocking foul. Now, they haven't put the points on the scoreboard yet. And Brady Schlabel in disbelief over there. We're 6:08 to play in the first quarter. Clock is stopping apparently.
Oh, now they are showing two shots.
Okay. And here's the free throw up in the air. Going to be good. Now, how can that be if she made the shot? You explain that to me.
I think they decided they did not count the shot.
Okay, I'm completely confused. That free throw good by Sydney Robinson. That free throw up in the air. How could it be in the act of shooting? And they didn't count the shot. Both free throws good, 10-2 lead for Laurel.
Your guess is as good as mine, Matt.
None of that made any sense. I think it was the Bradley Schneeball saying over there, and I think he's right. Highland basketball, here's Zerger. Macy Mullet drives the lane. Her shot up in the air going to be banked in. Macy Mullet, her second basket, 10-4 Laurel. They had the basketball. Here's Williams with it across the midcourt line. Dribbles it out top. They now pass left side. Goes to Gramus. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Hit the bar above the backboard. That means Highland's going to have the basketball. Stay tuned immediately following the game for high school scoreboard tonight. I should say after that Cleveland Browns preview show, rather. And brought to you by Homeless Siding Contractors. We have all the area girls and boys basketball scores for you. Highland ball into the front court. And Hubble in the game. She'll throw it away. Here's the steal by Williams to the bucket. Her layup is good. Williams now has 7, 12-4 lead for Laurel. Highland ball. Here's Macy Mullet, 5.5 to play first quarter. Mullet across the timeline to the foul line. Pass left side, Perrin Mistler. Mistler top of the key. Now to the foul line, to the lane. Her runner up the rim, going to be no good. Rebound to the floor, going to be picked up by Jordan Meyer. Gators basketball. Left side now to Tristan Williams. Inside, grab back over to Williams. Three-pointer left wing by her, going to be no good. Rebound grab by Reagan Zerger. Highland ball. Mullet across the timeline. Into the corner. And received near side by, going to be by Peyton Yoder. Back down to Mishler, high on the right side. Mishler, drive to the baseline. Her run up in the air, going to be no good off the rim. Rebound pulled down by Williams. On the floor, dove after, and knocked out of bounds by Mishler, but Laurel's going to have the basketball.
You know, there was the same amount of contact on that shot from Mishler that they called a blocking foul for on the other end.
No doubt. A little different environment here at Laurel. Yeah, Laurel's going to have this basketball. Light pressure by Edie Mass in the full court. In meta to Reese Gramus. 12-4 Laurel. They had the ball 4.5 to play first quarter. Ramos across the timeline. Fair pass left to the foul line to Robinson. Robinson spins around. Al top. Goes into the hands down to Jordan Meyer. On the left wing back to Schneider. Here, three-pointer is going to be knocked down. Nothing but net. Schneider, her second three-point basket. 15-4 Laurel. Highland ball. Cross-court pass goes to Evie Bast. Bast, top of the key. Now right point goes to Macy Mullen. Mullen dribbles it. Drive to the bucket. Up out shot by Mullen. No good, but she drew a foul on the backpedaling Olivia Schneider. First team foul on the Gators.
Yeah, that's a good drive there by Mullet, and the Hawks are going to have to find someone to step up to start hitting some outside shots here. Mullet, we know she can take it to the hoop day in, day out, but they're going to need some help to come back in this one.
That free throw's up, going to be good. She got the bounce. She has all five for Highland. TMK Farm Service offers a large variety of quality feed for your farm animals, household pets, and exotic animals, including being a dealer for Kalmbach and Purina Mills in organic meat feeds, animal supplies, and water softener pellets, ice melts, and so much more. TMK Farm Service, so that second free throw also good, located in Sugar Creek, Berlin, New Bedford, and their organic facility in Holmesville. Mullet nailed both free throws. She has all 6 points for Highland. She's going to have a seat, so somebody else is definitely going to have to step up now as Weaver steps in. 15-6, Laurel, they had the ball. Focal pressure on by Evie Mass, inbounded to Gramus. Gramus, with 4 minutes to play in the first, will take it across the timeline. Her pass left to the foul line goes to Williams. Inside goes to Schneider. Around the foul line, now to Jordan Meyer. She'll knock it down.
Great. Just a pretty play right there. You great shot fake. Dish it out to a wide-open teammate for a mid-range jump shot.
Here's Mishler into a cutting break and Zerger. Her shot's no good. Rebound goes over to Sydney Robinson. Gators basketball to the front court. Meyer on the right wing. Back in the corner. Down to the baseline. Cross-court pass goes to Olivia Schneider. Her three-pointer going to be off the mark. Rebound going to be corralled by Williams. Williams put back is going to be off the rim, though. Good rebound this time pulled down by Reagan Zerger. Highland ball. Weaver across the timeline. Cross-court pass to cutting Taryn Mishler. Back to the corner. Going to be received near side now by Sienna Emil. She'll throw it away. Into the front court to Williams. That was Highland's fifth turnover. Williams drive to the baseline. She'll lay it up and in. Tristan Williams. Big first quarter for her. Timeout Highland. 3:07 to play first quarter. It's Laurel 19, Highland 6. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
Roman & Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
When you're thinking of the right accessories to add to your home, think Copper Creek Hardware Products at MRV Siding Supply. With Copper Creek Hardware, you won't find better quality at twice the price. In fact, you'll get great value for builder-grade door hardware. Plus, all Copper Creek Hardware is backed with a lifetime mechanical warranty and a 5-year warranty on all finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Island has the basketball out of the timeout, trying to figure things out. Like really, it's just a very athletic and really talented Laurel team so far in this first quarter.
I think the Hawks are going to have to try to find some more shots from the perimeter. I know it's going to be hard against this suffocating defense, but someone's got to get open.
Mullen's pass left wing to Weaver, back to Macy Mullen. Mullen drives the lane, fumbles it, pass to the corner, going to be stolen away to the far side by Nyla Edwards. Her pass goes to Williams. She'll race it across the timeline for the Gators. Edwards backs it up to the corner. Gets into the hands now of Edwards on the left wing. She'll back it up to the midcourt line to reset the offense. 2:39 to play. First quarter. Laurel ball and a 19-6 lead. Edwards working against Mullet. Bounce pass goes right to the foul line. Now to Jordan Meyer. Into the corner goes to Tristan Williams. Back out top. Back to Jordan Meyer. Highland sporting the zone defense down, trying to slow him down. Back in the corner goes to Tristan Williams. Williams to the baseline. Cross-court pass goes out of bounds. It looks like, yes, it will be a turnover. Their first so far in the first quarter.
I think Highland might have found something, at least for now. All you got to do is slow him down, get a few possessions, try to get back into this one.
Little different look defensively. Now Highland has it. Bullets pass out top to Zerger. Zerger to the foul line. Back to the corner to Mishler. Mishler's three-pointer high in the air. No good. Rebound goes to Williams. Gators basketball on the fast break. Williams, little drop step. She'll lay it up and in. Little Euro, and she got it to go. 21-6. Pass inside. Going to go out of bounds with a pass by Mullet. Trying to find Weaver. And that'll be a Highland turnover. They're six so far.
We talked about it in the pregame show, Matt. The Hawks needed to figure out a way to hold on to the ball better than they did in that game first half against Wayndale. And again, this defense, they're just shutting up the passing lanes. They're hedging every screen. They know exactly what the Hawks want to do.
Under 2 minutes to play in the first. Laurel basketball on the left wing, Nyla Edwards. Edwards pass goes out top to Schneider. Her three-pointer's up in the air. That's going to be nothing but net.
She's 3 of 5 from behind the arc, and the Hawks need to stop letting her get open.
24-6 lead. Three-pointer by Zerger. Meanwhile, she'll knock it down from the top of the key. Much needed for Highland. Reagan Zerger, her first points of the game on that three-point basket. 24-9 lead for Laurel. 1:20 to play, first quarter. Laurel basketball. Edwards across the timeline. And going to be an offensive foul call, and I believe that'll be on Williams. Second team foul on Laurel coming in this first quarter play. They'll get the turnover their second.
So it looks like they're going to show some press here at least coming out as Grammis checks back in for the Gators. And it looks like they're going to back off the press entirely.
That was on C.F. Ferrante. Got that foul just in the game. Here will be Macy Mullet. Puts the dribble too soon. Gets the pass off now to Evie Mast. Back to Mullet on the right wing. Her cross-court pass left side, Perrin Mishler. Mishler trying to the foul line to the lane. Her runner's up in the air, knocks it down. Mishler has her first two. Highland down 24-11. 55 seconds to play in the first. Laurel basketball. Here's Edwards on the right point. Out top of the pass to Grammis. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound to the four. Grabbed by Grammis. Grammis to the foul line. Juggles it out of bounds, and then it'll be a turnover. Laurel will get their third turnover of the first quarter.
And it looks like that zone defense is starting to do what Coach Schlabel wanted it to do. It's causing some miscues for the Laurel offense.
Highland basketball, 40 seconds to play in the first. Macy Mullet across the timeline. Mullet dribbles it left wing. Mullet, cross-court pass goes to Evie Mast. As Highland maybe looking for that final shot of the quarter, 30 seconds to go. Mullet crossover out top, being handled defensively by Edwards. And going to be, what? Going to be a foul call, I believe, on the reach-in.
Blocking foul on Nyla Edwards. Just got a little too much body in on that.
That'll be her first 13 foul Laurel in this quarter. And Tori Weaver down to Windmatter. 25 seconds to play. Weaver, pass right side goes to Mullet. Mullet back to Weaver. Weaver dribbles it to the foul line. Into the corner goes to Perrin Mishler. Mishler to the foul line. Her 15-yard footer's up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound by Weaver. Puts it back up. That's good. Tori Weaver on the putback. Highland down 24-13. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Laurel ball. Here's Edwards. 6 seconds. Now to Williams. 4 seconds to go. 3 seconds. Williams, three-pointer blocked by Perrin Mishler. Rebound by Zerger. And that'll close out the first quarter of play. At the end of one from Shaker Heights, it's Laurel 24, Highland 13. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
Since 1975, Kaufman Realty and Auctions has been an industry pioneer in real estate at auction. This is Anthony Kaufman. Some companies come and go, and some experience ownership changes, but Dave Kaufman has owned and overseen every aspect of his company. During that time, Kaufman Realty and Auctions has grown and expanded to meet increasing customer needs while always staying on the cutting edge of technology and giving back to the community. Rooted in tradition, growing through innovation, we are Kaufman Realty and Auctions in Millersburg, Sugar Creek, New Philadelphia, Cambridge, and at KaufmanRealty.com.
Stop by Rohde's IGA Marketplace throughout the holiday season. They are your local holiday baking supply headquarters, from flour to sugar to their big nut display for candy making and desserts. Plus, don't forget about their custom-made holiday fruit baskets, gift baskets, party trays, and cheese trays for companies or individuals. They even offer gift cards. Whatever your needs are this holiday season, stop by Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Just about ready for the start of the second quarter of action. And It'll be Highland with the basketball first here at side court. First quarter numbers courtesy of Jake Seidel. Highland 1-3 on three-point tries for 33%. Laurel was 3-for-9 for 33%. Highland 4-for-8 from two-point range, 50% shooting. Laurel 6-for-7 from two-point range in that first quarter of play. Highland 2-for-2 from the foul line. Laurel was 3-for-3. Each team had 6 rebounds, 6 turnovers for Highland, 3 for Laurel in the first quarter, and Highland will throw it away in the corner to start off the second quarter on that turnover. Here's Williams to the baseline. Backs it up to the corner. Pass out top. Three-pointer by Steiner's up in the air. She'll miss it this time. Rebound going to be picked up by Reagan Zerger. Highland ball. Mullis pass front court to Tori Weaver. Her cross-court pass will be thrown away. Williams got the steal. She'll take it herself. Highland has their 8th turnover. Williams down to the left wing. Cross-court pass right side goes to Jordan Meyer. Her three-pointer going to be knocked down by the left-hander. Jordan Meyer now has 5 points, her first three-point basket. 27-13 lead for Laurel. Highland ball, here's Mullet. Pass right side, Evie Mast. Her three-pointer's up in the air. That's going to be off the mark. Rebound knocked away by Mishler. Goes into the hands of Tori Weaver. Back to Mishler in the corner. She'll find Macy Mullet. Her three-pointer's up in the air. That'll be off the mark. Rebound goes to Williams. Gators basketball, the fast break. Her pass to a cutting Olivia Steiner. Her layup is going to be good. Olivia Steiner, 11 first half points, 29-13 Laurel. Here's Mullen, drive, pass left side, goes Perrin Mishler for Highland. She'll back it up, Mishler directing traffic with it. Crossover left wing, down to the baseline, lost it and stolen away. Highland has turnover number 9 now in the first half. 6.5 to play, second quarter. Williams across the timeline, working against Perrin Mishler. Williams crossover to the foul line. Into the corner goes to Steiner. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound slapped into the hands of Reagan Zerger. Mullen has it. Zerger's fourth rebound. Now to her fifth rebound, excuse me. Mullen's pass back to Zerger. Zerger to the foul line. Buffed. That will be a foul. And a little shoulder check by Sydney Robinson. First team foul on Laurel of the quarter. Robinson has for her first personal.
And no shots on that one, but I think that's just a great stoppage there for Highland. They can kind of catch their breath for a second, reset. Another run here for Laurel, but the Hawks, we saw them do good things late in that first quarter, so I think they need to get back to that, get some more of those open looks, and eventually something's going to fall.
Laurel scored the first 5 points of the second quarter. Here's Mullet, dribbles it to the foul line, to the lane. Her layup off the glass, going to be good. First points of the quarter for Highland, and Mullet now has 8 points. 29-15 Laurel. Pressure's on, embedded Tristan Williams. She'll take it across the timeline, working against Perrin Mishler. Williams out top. Her three-pointer's up in the air, going to be good, nothing but net. Tristan Williams, she's been impressive. 14 points for her. 32-15 Laurel. Highland ball, here's Mullen. Crossover to the foul line. To Lane, nice look inside, goes to Hubble. Her reverse layup is going to be good. Josie Hubble, her first two off the assist for Mullen. 32-17 Laurel. Williams across the timeline for the Gators. Works it against Mishler again. 5:20 to play, second quarter. Williams dribbles it out soft to the foul line. Pass left side goes to Grammas. Her three-pointer off the mark. Rebound going to be grabbed by Mullet. Highland the other way has it now to the foul line. Mullet to the lane. Her runner up in the air going to be no good. Rebound slapped around. Goes out of bounds. That'll be apparently off of Zerger. So Laurel's going to have the basketball. Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It'll be after that Cleveland Browns preview show tonight. After 9 o'clock, it'll be brought to you by Home Siding Contractors. We'll have all the area girls and boys basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. On the back baseline, Gators have the basketball. Inbounded by Jordan Meyer. Goes to Reese Grammas. Grammas dribbles it against Peyton Yoder across the timeline. Pass left side now to Steiner. Steiner to the foul line. Whips the pass to the left corner. Three-pointer by Jordan Meyer. Missed the shot. Rebound, however, grabbed by Sidney Robinson. Robinson pass under the basket. Finds Meyer. Her shot no good, but a foul's called. It'll be on Macy Mullen. First team foul on Highland in the quarter. Mullen has her second personal. Jordan Meyer, 5'7 sophomore. She'll be at the foul line. She has 5 first half points so far.
Looks like Mishler and Weaver going to be checking in.
Free throw going to be knocked down by the left-hander. Indeed, they will check in. Out will be Reagan Zerger and Macy Mullet. Choose from a selection of stackable birthstone bracelets, engagement rings, and diamond bands to make Christmas unforgettable at the Jewelry Store, 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg. Second free throw going to be good as well by Jordan Meyer. Highland ball down 34-17. Into the front court, left side, now to Edie Mast. Mast to the corner. Her pass goes to Weaver. Cross-court pass going to be chased down by Perrin Mischler. Mischler to the corner. Whips it out top, goes to Edie Mast. Mast to the foul line, to the lane. Her shot left hand going to be no good. Way the shot off, though. It was a foul before the shot, apparently.
So, I'm going to keep my mouth shut. I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole.
And I think we all know what you're thinking. Second team foul on Laurel. First personal on Jordan Meyer. And I think Brady Stable's thinking the same thing.
I think we're all thinking the same thing.
Perrin Mischler to inbound. Her pass goes to Weaver. Her layup is going to be good off the inbounds pass. Weaver with that left hand, she has 4 points. 34-19 Laurel, they have the ball. 4:19 to play in the half. Edwards across the timeline. Edwards picked it up, carried the basketball. Officials saw that, and that will be a turnover, the fourth on the Gators.
And that's a huge break there for the Hawks. They've been kind of sticking around this exact margin here now, 34-19. The Hawks could get a few points here, get it back within it, maybe get a run going into halftime. That would be huge. The Hawks are by no means out of this game. We know how well they can shoot the basketball when they need to.
Highland ball, Zerger to the foul line, drive to the right block. Zerger, shot left hand, that's going to be no good. Rebound ripped down by Reese Gramus. Gators basketball. Gramus to the front court, to the foul line. Gramus to the basket, and she'll be fouled. A reach in, going to be slapped on Sienna Immel. Second team foul on Highland. Immel has her first personal foul.
Actually, they're going to get Zerger on that one on the play before that contact down by the basket as she was going by.
All right, so Zerger will get that first personal foul on her instead. Free throw going to be up in the air, going to be knocked down on the first attempt by Reese Gramus, her first point of this first half.
Matt, if I did, if this was softball or soccer, I might be able to give you a little bit better of an idea of what is happening. I can't, not basketball. So I don't know if that was a shooting foul on Zerger. I don't know why they didn't call it immediately.
Hard to kind of tell that both free throws good by Gramus. 36-19 is the score. Laurel has the lead. Here's the drive by Tori Weaver. Her shot no good inside the paint for Highland. And she got her own rebound, and she was fouled going over her back for that foul. Going to be Sydney Hicks. 13th foul in Laurel. Hicks now has her first personal foul. Weaver with another rebound here in this first half, and she's been here with her third board, and she's been pesky as per usual.
They're all offensive boards, too.
And Highland seeking to do something with that. Mullet back in there. She'll inbound the ball. To the corner goes to Weaver. Finds Perrin Mischler on the right point. Out top Zerger. Zerger to the foul line. Nobody there. Her layup going to be no good, but she is going to be fouled. Zerger down to the foul line to shoot two.
Oh, what a fake there by Zerger. Like, beautiful. Looks like she's going right into the handoff with Mischler. Turns around as everyone fooled. They have to foul her to keep her from scoring. What a play.
Great set play. First personal on Gramus. That's the 14th foul on the Gators. Free throw by Zerger going to be off the mark, though. Reagan Zerger, 5'10 junior, averaging 13 points per game. Of course, the Glenville transfer along with her brother as well. Playing for the Highland boys, and the second free throw by Zerger. That's up in the air, going to be good. She splits the pair. And it'll be a 36-20 advantage for Laurel. They have the ball. Into the front court. 3.5 to play, second quarter. On the left wing, here's Edwards. Dribbles it out top to the foul line. To the lane. Her runner-up in the air going to be good. Got the roll.
I don't know how she got that one to fall. It looks like she just was throwing up a prayer.
38-20 the score. Laurel has the lead. Highland with the ball. Here's Macy Mullet to the baseline. Her pass deflected and stolen away by Sydney Hicks. Highland has their 10th turnover. Williams lost it. Stolen right back away by Macy Mullet. Mullet on the fast break to the right wing. Inside goes to Zerger. To the corner back to Mischler. Head fake. Now a three-pointer. My Mischler going to be up and knocks it down. Mischler, she wanted that three-pointer. She has 5 points, her first three-point basket of the first half.
She's such a versatile player. She can drive in. She can handle the ball. And I can even tell her ball handling has improved already this season, but she can also hit him from deep. She's really just the triple threat for the Hawks.
2.5 to play in the half. Here's Schneider's pass left wing, goes to Jordan Meyer. That three-pointer going to be way off the mark. Rebound by Williams, however. Williams to the right block, double team out top to Schneider. Her three-pointer going to be good. Left her open again. She nailed it again. Her fourth three-pointer of the first half.
Shooting 50% from behind the arc tonight.
41-23 Gators. Highland ball. Here's Mullet for a three-pointer. That's going to be in and out. No good. Rebound put back by Emil. That is going to be knocked down. Sienna Emil with her first basket. 41-25 Laurel. 2 minutes to play, first half. Gators basketball. Nyla Edwards, the 5'6 sophomore guard, cross court pass to Meyer, inside Williams. Williams for the quarter, up in the air, that's good. Trista Williams has 16 first half points, 43-25 Laurel.
She's missed 1 2-point field goal tonight.
Been pretty much unguardable. Here's Mullen out top. Shovels the right side, Perrin Mishler. Mishler dribbles it. Attacks it, now stolen away by Trista Williams. She can play defense too. Here's a shot for the other end in transition. She'll lay it in with the left hand. Trista Williams. 45-25 in favor of Laurel. Williams, a junior, and I think to say that some colleges might like her a little bit.
I would not disagree with you on that one, Matt.
Bullets bounce pass goes to Zerger into the corner. Dribbles it to the baseline. Spins around. Her layup is going to be no good. Rebound Williams. 20-point lead for Laurel. 105 to play, second quarter. Williams across the timeline, guarded by Tori Weaver. Under a minute to play. Williams, pass right side, Schneider. Her cross-court pass, left side, Jordan Meyer. Out top, Williams. 45 seconds to go in the half. Lobs into the hands of Nyla Edwards. Edwards dribbles it. Back in the corner now, Jordan Meyer for a three-pointer. Way off the mark, missed everything. Weaver gets the rebound for Highland. Weaver to the front court, to the foul line, to the lane. Her layup is going to be off the glass. No good. Nice drive. Missed the layup. Rebound going to be grabbed by Hicks. Back to Williams. Williams, three-pointer to the other end. That's going to be good. Wow. Pretty much can do nothing wrong. 48-25, Laurel. 18 seconds to go in the half. Here's Mullet to the front court. Now to Weaver out top. Weaver lost it, and it'll be a late foul called on Nyla Edwards. 15th down, so it'll be a double bonus, and Weaver is going to get some free throws.
You might have heard me laugh on that one. I saw that one 2 seconds before the referee called it. I'm like, they're going to let that one go, but I guess not. So.
Not this time. 10 seconds to go exactly in the half, and Weaver will step to the foul line. The bottom line here, this is probably as good a team as Highland's going to face all season. We've been very impressive to see this Laurel team here in this first half.
They've been very disciplined. They have great shot selection. They can get those ISO plays when they need them. They've looked like a complete basketball team tonight.
Weaver buries the free throw. She has 5 points in the first half. And second for the second free throw, Tori Weaver. The 5'6 senior, that free throw up, no good. Rebound by Jordan Meyer. Down to Williams. 7 seconds. Williams drive to lane. Runner by Williams up in the air, no good. Rebound grabbed by Tori Weaver. Hirsch pass stolen. Three-pointer by Meyer, no good. Rebound to Macy Mullet. And that will close out the first half. Halftime score from Shaker Heights. It's Laurel 48 and Highland 26. Back around the recap, the first half for you on WKLM.
Are pests taking over your home and causing you distress? Don't let these unwanted guests disrupt your way of life. Call the experts at Holmes Pest Control today. We're an experienced team of professionals that can quickly and safely rid your home of pests from bed bugs, ants, spiders, and rodents. We use the latest techniques and environmentally friendly products to ensure that your home is pest-free and is safe for your family and pets. Don't wait until the problem gets out of control. Call us today, 330-674-9094. Take back control of your home. Remember, a pest-free home is a happy home.
We invite you to visit Keim Home Center in Charm during the holiday kickoff event, November 24th through December 6th. Save 10% on select apartments, plus get a $20 Keim gift card for every $100 spent across select brands. Keim will be closed on Thursday, November 27th for Thanksgiving. Visit us online at keimcompany.com for more details. We'll see you November 24th through December 6th for the holiday kickoff event at Keim Home Center in Charm.
When you're thinking of an old-fashioned smokehouse flavor, think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon in the old-fashioned smokehouse, uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. Stop in and see all the products that they offer. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is 1/4 mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
Wayne Holmes Health is now part of the Premier Pharmacy family, giving us even more ways to serve you. This is Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm pleased to announce our acquisition of Wayne Holmes Health in Worcester, allowing us to offer a full line of home medical equipment, including hospital beds, lift chairs, scooters, and more. We also offer home modifications, including stair lift and ramp installation. Rental and delivery are both available. Stop in and see the new display at our Berlin location, now located inside of German Village Shopping Center, or visit us in Worcester at 720 Winkler Drive to see our full line of medical and home modification equipment.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com. Home Siding Contractors,
It is halftime in girls high school basketball. Laurel has the 48-26 lead over Highland. And take a look at the first half. Laurel took a 24-13 lead over Highland after one. They would outscore Highland 24-13 in the second quarter as well. And Laurel has that 48-26 lead at the half. Leading the way for the Gators in the first half, that was Trista Williams, and she was outstanding. Trista Williams, 2-for-4 from beyond the three-point line. She was 7-for-9 from two-point range, 1-for-1 from the foul line. Trista Williams had a very impressive 21 points in the first half. Also double figures was Olivia Schneider. Schneider knocked it down from deep. She was 4-for-8 from downtown, 1-for-1 from two-point range. Schneider had 14 first-half points. 7 points scored by Jordan Meyer. And two apiece for Reese Gramus, as well as Sydney Robinson and Nyla Edwards had 2 points as well. That ran out the scoring of 48 for Laurel. For Highland leading the way, that was Macy Mullet. Mullet in the first half, 0-for-2 on three-point tries. She was 3-for-4 from two-point range, 2-for-2 from the foul line. Mullet had 8 first-half points. Also 5 points apiece for Perrin Mishler, as well as Tori Weaver. 4 points scored by Reagan Zerger, and two apiece for Josie Hubble and Sienna Emmel, running out the Highland total of 26. Halftime score, Laurel 48, Highland 26. Now with the first half team numbers, here's Jake Seidel.
Well, thanks, Matt. Highland shot 2-of-7 from beyond the arc in the first half for 29%, 8-of-17 for 47% from two-point land. Shot a combined 10-of-24 for 42%. From the floor. They were 4-of-6 from the charity stripe for 67%. 16 rebounds for the Hawks, 12 turnovers by Highland. Laurel on the other side, 7-of-20 for 35% from downtown. An astounding 10-of-12 from two-point land for 83%. They shot a combined 17-of-32 from the floor for 53% clip. Gators are 7-of-7 from the charity stripe, 14 rebounds by Laurel to just 5 turnovers.
Individual rebounding leaders for Laurel, it was Trista Williams, of course. She had 6 rebounds, 2 at the offensive end. And for Highland, Reagan Zerger had 5 rebounds, also 5 boards for Tori Weaver. She had 3 at the offensive end. Halftime score, a 48-26 lead for Laurel. And obviously for Highland, you can play better than you did in the first half. At the same token, let's give some credit to Laurel. That's a fantastic basketball team.
Yeah, there's not many teams that are going to shoot 83% from two-point range to open up a ball game. And when you look at Tristan Williams, she was, 7-of-9 from inside the arc. Just 2 of 4 from downtown, but you can't shoot 83% from two forever. So I think that's something to look at for the Hawks. You had that zone defense working there for a second, maybe bring that back out to start the second, be a little more aggressive on the defensive side of the ball and try to force some more turnovers. Just 5 turnovers so far by Laurel.
Halftime score, Laurel 48 and Highland 26. Back with the second half after this on WKLM.
At First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community isn't just a slogan. It's how we do business each and every day. I'm Matt Miller, president of First Federal, and our goal is to empower your financial well-being and build a lasting relationship with you, your family, and your business. We're here to assist you every step of the way, from checking and savings accounts to mortgages and commercial loans. First Federal Community Bank, serving your banking needs in Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When you work the land, you know, out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
At Wayne Door, we are your trusted partner in helping you build your dream home with quality technicians who pay attention to every detail so you won't have to pay costly future repairs. At Wayne Door, we only install high-quality products to protect your family for generations to come. We have your whole house covered with garage doors, windows, and more. So choose the team at Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973. Visit WayneDoor.com for a free quote today.
Melway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes and surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Melway Paving at 330-279-9000. Melway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
MEB Systems, area's flat roof specialist. MEB Systems also offers retrofit solutions for low-slope metal roofs. MEB Systems counts it as a privilege to serve our community and beyond with the highest level of customer service and top-notch workmanship. Let them not only learn your business, but also your trust. When it comes to your roof, trust your local experts who believe if it's a job worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at mebsystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
Remember, this game is being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxon Communication team of Bryce Haynes, who's producing tonight's live stream coverage, and also Owen Garbrandt working the camera. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage for tonight's contest. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Felix Price and Alex Mast are back at the studio. Just about ready for the start of the second half. I'm Matt Coy alongside Jake Seidel for the broadcast for this evening. And for Highland, obviously, you want to try to get off to a good start to try to get back yourself back into this game here in the third quarter.
Well, Laurel's going to come out with the ball. If I'm the Hawks, I'm trying to get a quick turnover here, go the other way, and maybe try to get an easy layup or a wide open look at three. You got to dig out of this. You're nearly doubled down right now, but the Hawks, a lot of basketball left to be played, and we know how quickly they can get back in a game.
It'll be Laurel basketball at side court to begin the third quarter of action. 5'7 sophomore Jordan Meyer will inbound the ball for the Gators. Going from left to right. Inbounds it to Tristan Williams. Williams had 21 first half points. She'll take it across the timeline, guarded by Evie Mast. Her pass right side now to Olivia Shiner near the midcourt line. Shiner dribbles it out top. Shiner three-pointer blocked by Weaver, but they said she got part of the hand, so that'll be in the act of shooting. So three free throws coming up here for Olivia Shiner, and that's all the result of the fact that she was able to nail those four three-pointers in the first half, so Highland had to respect that.
And there's no arguing that one. I heard that one from up here. I heard that one get the hand.
Had to call that one. Second personal on Weaver. First team foul, Highland. Steiner, free throw up in the air, going to be no good. Just into the third. Two more free throws coming away. Olivia Steiner for the 5'8 junior. That free throw going to be in and out, no good. So, yeah, actually missed the first two free throws.
Well, they actually called that foul on Macy Mullett, or at least that's what they put on the scoreboard.
Really? Yeah, they say that's the third personal foul on her.
And now let's see here. I think the officials are talking. Now they're going to change it.
Okay, after I messed up my sheet now. Thanks a lot.
My bad. I should have just waited. Usually after the free throws have been taken, they don't correct it.
Yeah. I think Brady Stable alerted them on that. The starting point guard had three personal fouls. He didn't like that. So it'll be one more free throw for Olivia Schneider. And that is up in the air. That's going to be good. Makes one of three. Steiner has 15. 49-26. I guess we'll take that if Highland just made one of the three free throws. Now we'll see what Highland can do on the offensive end, going from right to left. Mullen across the timeline. Dribbles it right wing. Picks it up. Mullen looking. Gets the hand off. Mass down to the baseline. Her cross-court pass goes to Mishler. Mishler dribbles it. Her three-pointer goes up in the air off the rhythm dribble. That's no good. Rebound out top to Zerger. Zerger to the foul line. Her pass goes over to Peyton Yoder. Drive to lane. Her shot left hand. That's good. Peyton Yoder knocks it down. Makes it 49-28.
Peyton Yoder, the seventh Hawk to get into the scoring column tonight.
It'll be Laurel basketball. Pass goes right corner. Over to Jordan Meyer. Meyer takes the top of the key. Gets the handoff down. The drive now by Steiner. Steiner on the right point. Now top of the pass to Tristan Williams. 1 minute into the third quarter. Williams, three-pointer, goes up in the air. Going to be off the mark. Rebound grabbed by Evie Mast. Highland ball. Mast across the timeline on the right wing. Out of the foul line to the lane. Comes to a jump stop. Fadeaway jumper by Mast. She'll knock it down.
Just what the doctor ordered there for the Hawks. And how many times have we seen Evie Mast do that in her career? There's a reason BW wanted her.
Her first 2 points of the game. Here's a three-pointer by Jordan Meyer. Meanwhile, she'll miss the shot. Rebound, Macy Mullen. Highland has the ball. Mullen on the fast break. Mullen to the foul line. To the lane. Mullen shot up in the air. Going to be knocked down. Mullen has 10. Nice run for Highland. Laurel 49, Highland 32. Timeout called. 6:25 to play third quarter. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
At Pomerine Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year. Pomerine brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tus Ross, Coshocton, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomerine provider nearby. Visit PomerineHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomerine Hospital, caring for our community's health.
And stay tuned later on tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by Holmes Siding Contractors. Well, all the area girls basketball scores for you every 15 minutes all the way until midnight. It'll be Laurel basketball on the timeout, but you like what you're seeing so far in this third quarter from Highland.
Yeah, it's exactly what the doctor ordered. Like I said, the Hawks, we've seen them do this year in, year out. They're great at coming back when they should be done.
Laurel ball. Here's Grammis on the right wing. Good tight defense pass inside to Steiner. Steiner for the baseline. Her shot is good. Steiner now has 17, 51, 32 Laurel. Highland ball. Here's Mullet to the corner. She's double-teamed and has it stolen away by Jordan Meyer. Williams on the fast break. Her pass to Steiner. Her layup is going to be good after Highland's 13th turnover of the game. Steiner has 5 points in the third quarter for Laurel. They're up 53-32.
She's just great from anywhere on the floor. She was getting open from three, but now they're getting her down on the block.
Three-pointer by Mullet. Meanwhile, no good for the left wing. Rebound grabbed inside by Sydney Robinson. Gators basketball. Steiner into the front court. Crossover to the foul line, to the lane. Steiner. Cross-court pass goes right side into the hands of Reese Grammis. Dumps it inside to Robinson on the right block. Robinson under the basket, spins around against Zerger. Pass into the corner goes to Jordan Meyer. Her shot no good. Rebound to Reagan Zerger. Now Mullen has it for Highland, down 53-32 to the corner. Now to Evie Mast. Her cross-court pass, Zerger. Zerger to the foul line, to the lane. Scoop shot is going to be good. Zerger has 6, 53-34 Laurel. 5 minutes to play, third quarter. Ramos across the timeline for the Gators. Here, cross-court pass goes to Steiner. To the right block, inside Williams. Williams, fadeaway jumper inside the paint, no good. Rebound goes to Evie Mast. Mast has it in the backcourt. She'll now take it across the half-court line. Mast on the right wing, crossover to the foul line. Spins around, nowhere to go. Pass out top to Zerger. Hands it off to Macy Mullen. Mullen dribbles it, drives the lane. Her runner going to be up in the air, going to be no good, but she was fouled. She was pushed to the floor by Sydney Robinson. And now two free throws for Macy Mullen.
Robinson will pick up her second here. You got to make these free throws if you're the Hawks. If you can make any ground back while the clock is stopped down right now by 19 points.
First team found the quarter on Laurel. 4.5 to play third quarter. As I mentioned, Highland trying to nail these free throws, but the first free throw in and out, no good for Macy Mullen. Are you thinking of remodeling or building a new home? Visit Bearer Carpet One in Sugar Creek, as they have a large selection of carpet, laminate, tile, vinyl, and hardwood flooring. Financing is available. Call Bearer Carpet One today, 330-852-3890. Second free throw is going to be good by Mullen. She'll split a pair. She has 11 points. She'll have a seat. Pair of Mistler's back in. 53-34 Laurel. Make it 53-35 Laurel, and they had the ball. He'll be Nyla Edwards in the backcourt. Works it across the timeline against Perry Mistler. Edwards top of the key. Edwards dribbles it, right point. Pass goes to the corner to Schneider. Schneider to the baseline. Cut off. Pass near side. Going to be received by Tristan Williams. Williams down to the foul line. To Lane. Pass goes to the corner now to Edwards. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound. Fought for. Goes out of bounds. It'll be off of who? You're going to see it's off of Josie Hubble, so it'll stay with the later Gators.
That was great. The ball movement for Gators there. Get that open look from the corner.
Inbound to Schneider. Schneider's three-pointer off the inbounds pass. No good. Rebound to the four. Going to be a foul call. Hubble's going off to that rebound. Good box out by her because that caused the foul going over the back. Bad time on Sydney Hicks. Second team foul on Laurel. And Hicks will have her second personal foul. 4:07 to play in the third. Highland ball down 53-35. Perrin Mistler across the timeline. Double team. Hits a pass off to Zerger on the right wing. Zerger to the foul line, to the lane. Nice dump pass to Weaver. Her shot no good. Rebound goes to Williams. Williams will race it across the timeline. Williams, three-pointer left wing up in the air. Going to be off the mark. Rebound by Hicks. Her put back no good. Rebound by Williams. Puts it back. Going to be good. And a foul this time. Tristan Williams on that put back under the basket. And that foul going to be called inside, I believe, on Sienna Emmel. But Williams a chance now for a three-point play, her first basket of the third quarter. Emmel has her first personal. Williams up to 23 points.
Brady Schlabel arguing that that should not have been a foul call.
Free throw missed. Rebound goes to Reagan Zerger. Highland ball down by 20. Into the front court, Weaver. She'll find Mullet on the right wing. Mullet, three-pointer, goes up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound going to be grabbed by Williams. Gators basketball across the timeline. Williams to the foul line. Her runner up in the air going to be no good. Rebound knocked away by Williams. Goes into the hands of Edwards. Back on the right side, Williams. Out top, Edwards. 3:20 to play third quarter. Edwards crossover now to the foul line. Out top, Schneider. Schneider poked loose by Weaver, but a
kick ball
that time on the Lady Hawks.
Seen a lot of those this season. I think the first game I called had about 15 kickballs in it.
Maybe some of them are thinking of soccer season still.
Maybe. I'm fine with that. I love soccer. Love basketball, too.
And a windbound is going to be Jordan Meyer to windbound for the Gators. Beneath the rim backboard. Her pass goes to the hands of Williams on the right wing. Williams guarded tightly by Evie Mast. Left side of the pass to Edwards. Edwards to the foul line, guarded by Perrin Mistler. She'll find Schneider on the left side. Schneider crossover, backs it up to the corner, and she'll be fouled by Weaver. One thing's for sure, though, Jake, that Highland play much tighter defense here in this third quarter.
They are. They're getting up there, playing more physical, and Coach Schlabel not happy with that foul call. I see why it was called, though. She had the arm on the shoulder. The guard falls back towards her. That's going to draw a whistle 9 out of 10 times.
Here's Schneider. Dribbles it, pass goes to the corner. Three-pointer by Jordan Meyer going to be knocked down. Jordan Meyer, the left-hander. Her second three-pointer of the game. She has 10, 58-35 lead for Laurel. Highland ball. Here's Zerger to the foul line. Backs it into the right block. Zerger spins around. Drop stepper. Shot going to be no good, but she drew a foul. Nice move inside by Reagan Zerger to get to the foul line. 13th foul on Laurel in this third quarter of play.
They're going to get Meyer on her second for that one.
Reagan Zerger has 6 points so far tonight for the 5'10 junior. Came in averaging 13 a game. Free throw up is going to be in and out. No good. Couldn't get the roll. As now again going to be a Peyton Yoder for Highland. Out is Tori Weaver. Sydney Hicks out now for Laurel. Back in for them, Sydney Robinson. Zerger now with the second free throw. That is up, and that's going to be good. She has 7, 58-35 lead now for Laurel. With the Becks, we got 58-36, and there'll be Edwards across the timeline. Pass, pass right side to Williams. Williams to the top of the key. Pass right side to Schneider. Nice look inside goes to Robinson. Her layup is going to be good. Robinson has 4, her first field goal tonight. Highland ball down 60-36. Here's Macy Mullen. Hands it off to Edie Mast. Mast top of the key. Her pass goes to Mishler. Mishler dribbles it. Her three-pointer goes high in the air. Going to be nothing but net. Tara Mishler. Points for Mishler.
She had a little trouble holding on to that ball, but it ended up turning into giving her a 5-on-4 there. Able to get wide open on the left-wing side and nail that three.
Here's Williams for a three-pointer. That'll be knocked down. Tristan Williams. She has 26. 63-39 lead for Laurel. Highland ball, Mullet, three-pointer top of the key. It'll be no good, missed everything, goes out of bounds. And the Gators are going to hand the ball with 1:34 to play in the third. Just hard to trade baskets with this Laurel team.
It really is. Tristan Williams, fun player to watch. And we'll be very excited to see how her career progresses throughout this season.
Timeout called, 1:34 to go in the third, 63-39 Laurel. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Stabaugh Financial Services. After winning 6 state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Stabaugh knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Stabaugh Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Stabaugh Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
Laurel basketball out of the timeout with the dribble. Here's Nyla Edwards. Has it poked loose by Peyton Yoder. She'll track it down. Edwards now dribbles it across the half-court line. Dribbles it left wing. Edwards, top of the key. Down to the foul line. Cross-court pass to Williams. Her three-pointers up in the air. Going to be in and out, no good. Rebound grab by Reagan Zerger. Here's Perry Mishler on the fast break. Pass left side now to Macy Mullet. Mullet to the corner. On the left side goes to Edie Mast. Out top Zerger. 1:08 to play third quarter. Now to Evie Mast. Mast dribbles it, top of the key. And now on the left wing, Mast drives to the basket, cut off. Her shot up in the air going to be no good. Rebound going to be corralled inside by Edwards. Gators basketball. Into the front court, Tristan Williams will back it up. 49 seconds to go in the third. Gets the handoff back to Edwards. Working against Peyton Yoder. On the right side of Williams. Williams dribbles it, double team, now picks it up. Cross-court pass goes out top to Robinson. 30 seconds to go. Robinson hands it off to Edwards. Out top now to Tristan Williams, 25 seconds. Williams top of the key. Her three-pointer goes up in the air, going to be knocked down. Another bucket made. Tristan Williams, 66-39, Laurel.
4 of 9 from behind the arc for her tonight.
She has any daylight, it's going up, and usually it's going down. That pass is not going to be a foul called. And Zerger was posting up against Robinson, a late whistle. They call Robinson for the reach and foul from behind. 14 foul on Laurel. Robinson now has her fourth personal.
Now you're leaning in on the player you're defending, and you hit that arm. That's going to be a reach in.
And that's what it was. Macy Mullen now the inbound. 8 seconds to go. Her pass. Right wing, tracked down by Zerger. Back to Macy Mullen. Mullen, the time's not running off the clock. Shut up in the air by Mullen. Going to be no good. Still no time running off. Put back by Zerger. Going to be no good. And the official blew the whistle. And I think going to call out the quarter. Apparently so. So they'll say that's it for the quarter. And you'll have to figure out what that time's doing on the clock. Now the scoreboard. Through three, 66-39 Laurel. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all types of furnaces and air conditioning equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Get luxury for every home with Montana Forge Hardware at MRV Siding Supply. Montana Forge provides custom luxury for every home and is one of the most affordable luxury brands in the industry with solid forged brass designer hardware manufactured to the highest standards. Don't forget about beautiful Montana Forge bath hardware available in all Montana Forge finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Laurel outscored Highland 18-13 in that third quarter of play. Just about ready for the start of the fourth quarter of action. On the floor for Highland, Reagan Zerger and Evie Mast and Tori Weaver as well as Macy Bullock on the court. And also Per Missler is out there as well. Highland will have the ball to start the fourth quarter of play. Weaver inbounds it to Macy Mullen. Mullen across the timeline. Mast pass to Zerger, left of the foul line. Back to Macy Mullen. Into the quarter goes to Evie Mast. Mast in the left wing. Crossover to the baseline. Her shot up in the air going to be good. And the foul. Evie Mast count that bucket. And she'll have a chance for a three-point play. Mast, her second bucket tonight. She has 4 points. First team foul on the Gators. 66-41 Laurel. And that foul going to be slapped on Nyla Edwards, her third personal foul. Free throw by Mast up in the air going to be good. She has 5 points, completes the three-point play. 66-42. Laurel just into the fourth ball, knocked away in the press by Tara Mistler. Three-pointer by Mullen going to be no good. Yeah, that would have been nice if your Highland knocked that one down, but it will be Laurel basketball after that miss. Third quarter numbers courtesy of Jake Seidel. Highland 1-5 on three-point tries. Laurel was 3-10 for 30%. Highland 4-6 from two-point range, 67%. Laurel 4-6 also in that quarter. And also Laurel was 1-3 from the foul line. Highland 2-4. And Highland at rebounding Laurel 10-9. One turnover for Highland in that third quarter and none for Laurel. It'll be Laurel basketball to begin the fourth out. Top down to Tristan Williams on the left wing. On the right point, back to Schneider. Schneider top of the key. Pass inside, going to be knocked away on the steal by Weaver to Macy Mullen. Mullen on the fast break to Zerger. Zerger back in the corner to Per Missler. Her three-pointer is going to be off the mark. Rebound grabbed by Zerger, however. Zerger picks it up. Out top, back to Mullen to reset the offense for Highland. That'll be her 10th rebound. And meanwhile, what? Going to be a foul called, I believe, on Reese Gramus. So Zerger, she's been a force on those boards. It'll be the second team foul on Laurel. Gramus, that would be her second personal foul, and it is.
She's just been a great asset to Highland on the boards tonight. Now 3 points away from a double-double.
Here's a pass by Mullen. Goes out of bounds, though, and not what Highland wanted there. And a turnover for Highland will be their 14th turnover, so right back to the Gators.
I think that play was just late developing. Right idea. I saw what they were trying to do, just didn't get the other player out to that spot in time.
1 minute into the fourth. Pass is not going to be kicked. by Highland. It'll be staying with the Gators. Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you tonight by Holmes Siding Contractors. We'll have all the area girls and boys basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. And Graham Estano inbound for the Gators beneath their own backboard. They lead it 66-42 in the fourth. Inbound in the corner goes over to Williams. Altop Schneider. Schneider dribbles it. Pass left wing back to Williams. She'll back it up near the midcourt line. Back on the right side, the Reese Grammas. Cross court pass to Schneider. Her three-pointer goes up there, going to be knocked down. Olivia Schneider again.
5 of 10 from behind the arc today.
69-42 score in favor of Laurel. Highland ball out top to Mishler. Mishler drive to the lane. Mishler will hook shot up in the air. No good. Rebound grabbed now by Nyla Edwards. Gators basketball. Edwards to the front court. Working against Mishler. Pass to the corner goes to Schneider. Her three-pointer going to be good again. Three-pointer number 6, timeout Highland. 72-42. Laurel, 6:08 to play in the fourth. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
Get ready, Holmes County. The end-of-year Super Duty sale is on at Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and if your business needs a workhorse by the end of the year, now's the time to act. We've got an incredible selection of Ford Super Duty trucks built to haul, tow, and take on the toughest jobs. Check out the full lineup online at VillageMotorsInc.com and score big with year-end tax savings before December 31st. Don't wait. Get your Super Duty now at Village Motors on Worcester Road in Millersburg or online at VillageMotorsInc.com. Village Motors, built for business, ready for work.
Did I say Trista Williams was good? That Olivia Schneider girl, she's pretty good, too. She's now up to a total of 25 points here on tonight into this fourth quarter.
6 of 11 from behind the arc, 3 of 3 from inside the arc tonight.
Here's a drive by Mishler to the basket. She missed the shot, but she drew the foul. That'll send Perrin Mishler to the foul line to shoot 2 for Highland. That'll be the 13th foul on Laurel in this fourth quarter.
Fourth on Edwards.
So Mishler stepping to the charity stripe. Give and get the value, and they'll be used in the appreciated this Christmas. Starbite Express car wash gift cards and Southside Quick Lube gift certificates provide perfect stocking stuffers that everyone will use. Southside Quick Lube and Starbite Express car wash located on State Route 83 in Millersburg. First free throw good by Perrin Mishler. She has 9 points now. And the second free throw, she's averaging 14.5 a game by the sophomore. That free throw is good. Buries them both. She has 10 points tonight. Laurel basketball up 72-44. Grammas to the corner. Her shot up in the air going to be good. Reese Grammas, her first field goal. 4 points for her. 74-44, Laurel. Here's Mishler for the shot for the right wing. That's going to be knocked down. 2-point basket just inside that line. Mishler now has 12 points. 4 in the quarter. And I believe a foul going to be called. It's going to be on the even mask. He was kicked here. It'll be Laurel to inbound it again.
We're sneaking up on that kicked ball record, I think.
I think so, too. Williams into the front court to Schneider. Right corner to the Grammas. Grammas to the baseline. Her scoop shot is good. Textbook breaking that full court press. Grammas now has 6, 76-46. Laurel. Highland with it out top to Evie Mass. 5:20 to go. Mass down to Mishler with a high on the right. Mishler against Williams, poked loose by Williams on the floor, diving after it. Mishler got it, though, to Zerger to the corner, Evie Master. Three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Schneider. Laurel basketball to the front court. Here's Kimmy Sistone. Nice look inside. Layup is going to be knocked down. Sia Ferrante got that bucket, her first 2 of the night. 78-46 lead for Laurel. Mishler. Bounce pass, Evie Mast, and timeout called. 4:47 to go. 78-46, Laurel. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
CDL training in our community. That's right. Buckeye Career Center now offers Class A and B CDL education, as well as a testing center off US 36 near Janaden Hutton. Call 740-254-9313 to register or learn more about the American Professional Truck Driving School by Buckeye Career Center and the US America CDL Test Center by Buckeye Career Center. Again, that's 740-254-9313 to register or learn more.
Courses begin September 15th.
Highland ball out of the timeout. Macy Millen has it. Millen can be fouled on the reach-in by Reese Ramos. Fourth team foul on Laurel. Ramos has her third personal foul. Matt Quay alongside Jake Seidel for tonight's broadcast from Shaker Heights. And all Gators tonight up 78-46 on their home floor. Weaver in Mazza. We're going to be grabbed on the dribble now by Mullen. Mullen to the foul line, looking. Kicks the right wing back to Weaver. Weaver, 15 footers up in the air, going to be in and out. No good. Rebound knocked up in the air. Grabbed by Tristan Williams. Williams dives after it. Poke loose. And it'll be tied up. Good job by Peyton Yoder to knock that ball loose, but it will be Laurel basketball.
We'll add on to the however many points Tristan Williams has now. I can't see the scoreboard, and I can't do math that
29.
29 points, 9 rebounds so far tonight.
Doing it all. Here's Williams across the timeline. 4:24 to blow. Williams out top. Pass the corner goes to Reese Ramos. Back to Williams high on the left side. Out top now to Kimmy Sistone. Back in the corner. Here's the dribble to the baseline. Crosser pass goes left side back to Gramus. Out top down to Williams. 4 minutes to play. Drive, crosser pass right side. Three-pointer goes up in the air, going to be off the mark by number five. Missed that shot. Rebound going to be coming on to by Macy Mullen. Mullen to the front court. To Sienna Emil, back to Mullen. Mullen dribbles it, spins around. Back to the corner now to Josie Hubble. Hubble drive to lane. Her runner up in the air going to be good, and the foul. That foul slapped on C.F. Ferrante, and now Hubble has a chance for a three-point play. 4 points now for Hubble. 15 foul on Laurel. Ferrante, her second personal foul. So, again, Hubble to the charity stripe. And pretty good-looking freshman early on in her campaign here. And considering the ability to knock down some shots for this Highland team.
Yeah, coaches hate talking about silver linings. Broadcasters love it. And, you know, this game, even though it got a little bit out of hand, a lot of good things from the young Hawks players.
Free throw good by Hubble. She has five. 78-49. Laurel, they'll have it into the front court. Here's Gramus. Pass right wing now to Sistone. Finds Williams now with it high on the right side. 3.5 to go. Williams, drive, lane, drop step. Her shot left hand, no good. Rebound, fought for, grabbed now by Torrey Weaver. Now Mullen has the basketball for Highland. Mullen, three-pointer, top of the key, going to be knocked down. Macy Mullen has 14 points, 78-52 lead now for Laurel.
It took her 7 attempts, but she finally got one. Just an off-shooting night for her from outside the arc, but I'm sure we'll see that improve as the season goes on.
Here's Gramus, drive to lane, bumped, and it'll be a blocking foul on Weaver, they're waiting to say. Trying to draw that charge, first team foul Highland, and Weaver has her third personal.
I'm not trying to get on the rest. I don't know how that's a blocking foul. She was standing still for 3 seconds.
Not going to get those calls tonight. And it'll be Williams to inbound it. 3:04 to go. Back right alongside Jake Seidel for tonight's broadcast. Girls basketball from Shaker Heights. We'll have boys basketball Friday from West Holmes. And two games on the road for the Highland girls and boys on Saturday. Boy, Madden and Gramus on the right wing. Hands it off to Williams. Williams working against Perrin Mishler. Crossover to the foul line. Back in the corner now to Jordan Meyer. Back to Williams. Out top down to Reese Gramus. Williams now has the basketball. 2:40 to go. Dribbling out that Clark against Macy Mullen. Williams has 29 and 25 from her teammate Olivia Schneider. Goes out top now the pass to Kimmy Sistone on the right wing. In the dribble, double team, goes into the hands now of Williams again. Now the 2:20 to play. Williams to the foul line, to the lane. Her shot left hand, that's going to be good. She'll muscle it home now. 31 points for Tristan Williams tonight. 80-52 lead for Laurel. That pass inside goes to Zerger. Drive by Mishler to the baseline. Her runners up in the air going to be good. Mishler has 6 in the fourth quarter, 14 for the ballgame. 80-54 lead for Laurel. Under 2 minutes to play. Williams across the timeline. That pass right wing goes to Jordan Meyer. Meyer out top. Hits the handoff left side. Sistone on the right point back to Gramus. Out top back to Tristan Williams. 1:40 to play. Williams dribbles between her legs. Showing it all here. A little on that bag and be finally a foul. It's going to be a five-second violation. A little too much dribbling that time. You kind of look at this team, an explosive Laurel team. There's not too many teams that can score 80 points in one game against Highland they're going to face.
You know, I'd really like to go back in the record book and see who the last team to score 80 points against Highland was.
Yeah.
It hasn't been recently.
Here's Immel has it out top, poke loose on the floor. Williams still going for that steal, and she'll take it. Williams to the bucket. Here, Lamp going to be good in the foul. Williams still going out there. She'll get the and one and a chance for a three-point play. So make it 33 for her. Second team foul on Highland. 82-54 Gators, 120 to go.
That's five, I believe. Well, who'd they call it on? Oh, I think they're just trying to figure out how many shots it was. One shot.
Yeah. Just to get two this time on the foul on the shot attempt. That free throw's up, going to be good.
We're not going to be off of that one for a while, are we, Matt?
I don't think so. She will check out, though. What a night by Trista Williams. 34 points. 83-54 Laurel. 1:14 to go. Highland got some backups in here. There's the dribble. Pass goes down top and a steal. Won the turnover. And it'll be Gators basketball. Down top now to Reese Gramus. Dumps it inside. And shot up going to be no good, but a foul. The shot by
Walk.
They're going to call that the travel on Denia Avery, the freshman. Post player is in. Ninth turnover on Laurel. Highland has 16 by comparison. Under a minute to play. Lady Hawks have the basketball. Pass goes to Hubble, goes out top. Immel's pass inside goes to Hubble on the backdoor cut. She'll grab it and lay it up and in. Hubble has seven. 83-56 Gators.
She's 3 of 3 from the floor tonight.
35 seconds to go. Gramus has it. Got a Sistone on the left wing. Into the corner goes to Jordan Meyer. Out top of the pass now. Here's the dribble to the foul line, to the lane. Runner up there going to be no good, but a foul is called. I believe they're going to call that a blocking foul on Hubble. And that's a 13 foul on Highland. And Hubble will have her first personal foul. 25 seconds to play. And for Highland, obviously, again, you play these games here to go up against good competition. They saw that here tonight and experience they can kind of learn from here after getting this loss here tonight. That free throw going to be up and knocked down. Make it 84-56 Gators. That free throw, that'll be up, and that's going to be good. Buries them both. 85-56 Laurel. 22 seconds to go. Immel across the timeline. Immel near midcourt, shovels the left wing back to Hubble. 14 seconds to go. Right corner back to Immel. Three-pointer by Hubble's up in there. Going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Sienna Immel. Immel falls down. Gets a pass off to the corner. Rolls out of bounds. And it'll be a turnover now with 2.5 seconds to play. 17th on the Lady Hawks.
Just not the Hawks night. They had some issues getting the ball to fall early in this one. And it came back to bite them. Not able to come back and get a win. But like we said early on, you're going to learn a lot about yourself in games like these, Matt.
No doubt, Laurel gets the win by the final margin of 85-56. Laurel improves the record to an unbeaten 3-0. Highland drops the record to 2-1. Again, the final, it was Laurel 85, Highland 56. Back with a postgame show next on WKLM.
My name is Dr. Richard Mulcahy. I have 30 years' experience as being a chiropractor. My specialty is spinal decompression therapy. Right now, for the next month, I'm offering a free consultation and examination for anyone who's interested in seeing if I can help them. I'm also offering a $37 visit, which would be a consultation and examination and trial treatment of decompression therapy. You can take advantage of that offer. Just call 330-741-0779. 330-741-0779. 330-741-0779.
During this timeout,
We at Dr. Brad Walsh & Associates want to thank our patients for the past 30 years for being part of our dental family. Dr. Walsh, Dr. Bostic not only provide routine dental procedures, they also offer advanced dental care, including braces, clear aligners, root canals, wisdom teeth removal, implants, and emergency care. New patients are always welcome. To schedule an appointment, please call us at 330-674-4876 or visit us online at drbradwalsh.com.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Havrens Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
For 125 years, the Kilbuck Savings Bank has been right here, helping neighbors build homes, grow businesses, and plan for the future. At the Kilbuck Savings Bank, our story isn't just about banking, it's about people. Generations of families who've trusted us to be there through every milestone, 125 years strong, and still putting our community first. Visit KilbuckBank.com or stop by your local branch today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Give your home the protection it deserves with Cedar Max Super Polymer Insulated Siding from MRV Siding Supply. Cedar Max by Provia delivers outstanding performance inside and out, all in a variety of beautiful colors. Backed by a lifetime limited warranty, Cedar Max keeps your home looking great for years to come. Stop by MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or MRVsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Crossover vehicles, there's a tire just for you. Stop by Holmes Tire Incorporated to see the all-season Yokohama Geolander Geo 55. Fill out a finance application for approval with no credit needed on Yokohama new tire purchases. Call Holmes Tire Incorporated in Millersburg at 330-674-0025 or their other locations in West Salem, 330-648-2401, Mount Vernon, 740-392-1811, and Loudonville, 419-408-3606.
Technology shouldn't slow you down. It should move you forward. Hi, this is Ryan Taggart with LogiVision Technologies, and we've been helping local businesses for over 12 years on US 62 in Winesburg, solving tech problems and making everyday operations easier. We know small business challenges because we've lived them, and we are here with custom IT solutions that just simply work. At LogiVision, it's people first for our clients and our team. That means service with integrity, professionalism, and real care. Call 330-234-5025 for your free consultation today. LogiVision Technologies. Local IT, real solutions, people first.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Stop by Rody's IG Marketplace throughout the holiday season. They are your local holiday baking supply headquarters, from flour to sugar to their big nut display for candy making and desserts. Plus, don't forget about their custom-made holiday fruit baskets, gift baskets, party trays, and cheese trays for companies or individuals. They even offer gift cards. Whatever your needs are this holiday season, stop by Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
It is the final girls high school basketball from Shaker Heights. Laurel gets the win in convincing fashion, 85-56 over Highland. Laurel led 24-13 after one. They took a 48-26 lead at halftime. 66-39 through 3, and Laurel got the win, 85-56 over Highland. For Laurel, leading the way individually for them for the contest, that was Tristan Williams as well as Olivia Steiner really had monster games on the night. Tristan Williams, first of all, for her, she was special tonight. Williams knocked down 4 3-pointers, went 4 of 9 from downtown. She was 10 for 15 for two-point range, 2 for 3 from the foul line. Tristan Williams led all scorers with 34 points. And Olivia Steiner, also a big night for her. She would go 6 for 11 from downtown, 3 for 3 from two-point range, 1 for 2 from the foul line. Steiner finished up with 25 points by her. Also 6 points for Reese Gramus, 10 points also scored by Jordan Meyer, 4 points for Sydney Robinson, 2 apiece also for Nyla Edwards and Sia Ferrante, rounding out the scoring for Laurel, their total of 85. For Highland, leading the way, two players in double figures. Macy Mullet would go 1 for 7 from 3-point distance, but she was 4 for 5 from 2-point range, and also she was 3 for 4 from the foul line. Mullet had 14 points, and for Mullet, for her 14 points, that'll be a new season high and the third time she's been in double figures out of the three games. Also in double figures, Perrin Mishler. Mishler would go 2 for 5 from beyond the arc, 3 for 8 from 2-point range, and also 2 for 2 from the foul line. Mishler finished up with 14 points. Mishler in double figures also for the third time out of three games this season for Highland. Also 7 points apiece for Reagan Zerger and Josie Hubble. Hubble, of course, the freshman, her new season high for her with a total of 7 points. Also 5 apiece for Evie Mast and Tori Weaver as well, chipping in with her total of 5 points, a new season high. And also 2 points apiece for Peyton Yoder and Sienna Emmel, rounding out the Highland total of 56. Final score, Laurel 85 and Highland 56. Now with the final team numbers, here's Jake Seidel.
Thanks, Matt. Highland shot 4 of 17 for 24% from downtown, 17 of 30 from two-point land, 57%. A combined total of 21 for 47 for 44% from the floor. Hawks shot 10 of 14 from the free throw line for 71%, had 30 rebounds and turned the ball over 17 times. On the other side for the Gators, 12 of 33 from downtown for 36%, 19 of 24 from two-point land for an astonishing 79% clip. That's a combined 31 for 57 for a combined 54% from the floor tonight for the Gators. 11 of 13 from the charity stripe for Laurel for 85%, 27 rebounds and 9 turnovers by the Gators.
Individual rebounding leaders for Laurel, leading the way, Tristan Williams had 9 rebounds to go along with her 34 points. And also 3 boards apiece for Sydney Robinson and Nyla Edwards. And for Highland, leading the way was Reagan Zerger. Zerger would finish up with 10 rebounds to go along with her 7 points for the game. And also 6 boards for Tori Weaver, 4 rebounds for Macy Mullen as well. Laurel gets the win by the final score of 85-56 over Highland. McRoy alongside Jake Seidel. And bottom line is Highland just could not stop this Laurel team.
They looked good. This Laurel team, we were talking off the air. We've seen them each of the last couple of years, either when we came up here to do a game a couple of years ago or the Classic in the Country over the last few years. And we've always just said, wow, they're good. We've never said, wow, they're great. I think we're both saying they are a great team today. They shot the ball exceptionally well. They played much better defense than I've ever seen a Laurel team play. They played some pretty good defense before, and this is a team that's going to make some noise once you get to tournament time.
No question, a tough loss here for Highland. Not used to having losses like this. At the same token, Highland knows it's early in the year. They know this is where we have, maybe you're not going to see a team like this the rest of the year, but the same token, you never know, come tournament time, whatever. So they know kind of where they need to go here as far as improving against the really good teams between now and the end of the regular season.
And I think this is going to be not maybe not eye-opening, but just puts the microscope under some things. I think the man defense could use a little bit of work. And we saw the Schneider girl in the first quarter just kept getting open by herself outside and nailing open threes. And I think that's something the Hawks need to take care of. You can't be letting these great shooters, and there's a lot of them in the IVC South, not to even mention the rest of the schedule for the Hawks. You can't let them get open and bury you down by threes early in a game, and that was really what started this one. All those early threes made it just so hard for the Hawks to climb back. They did in the first quarter, but second quarter, Gators able to pull away.
And Laurel gets the win, 85-56. They go to 3-0 on the year. Laurel, their next game will be next Wednesday, December 10th, against Warren GFK. And it'll be on the road with them. And then for Highland, with the loss going to 2-1, they'll play on Saturday, this Saturday at Indian Valley. And for WKLM, we'll have boys basketball on Friday, Mansfield Seniors at West Holmes. Of course, that'll be on YouTube as well as on FM 95 for you and Stream 1 on Friday night. And then Saturday afternoon, Highland Girls will be at Indian Valley. I just mentioned that. We'll be broadcasting that as well. That'll be on YouTube, also on Stream 1, and as well as on FM 95, three airtime around 12:35 for that. And also Saturday afternoon, we'll have the Highland Boys at St. Ignatius. That should be quite a treat there. Airtime right around 3:05, game time 3:30. That'll also be on YouTube, Stream 1 on FM 95.3 this Saturday afternoon. We want to thank our video live stream partners from Claxon Communications, that being Bryce Haynes producing tonight's live stream coverage as well, and also Owen Garbrandt worked the cameras. So we appreciate their partnership for tonight as well as all season long. And also thanks to Phoenix Price and Alex Mast back at the studio. For Jake Sido, I am Mac Roy. A reminder to stick around after the game for High School Scoreboard. We'll have all the area scores for you over 15 minutes all the way until midnight. Again, the final, it was Laurel 85 and Highland 56. So long, everybody.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.